Chapter 15. Nova Class Frigate, Forge Hammer. Shutting off the bulkheads would achieve nothing. By now, they were already aboard and infiltrating the ship. It was dark on board, with most of the systems powered down, aside from life support and the barest sensorium. Emergency lumens fed the companionways with dull amber light, a little brighter over the junctions. Tiny vibrations still ran through the ship's hull, felt through the bones of its superstructural skeleton, but they were minimal. With the hunters still at large on the world below, they needed to stay hidden. Communication limited, engines cold, weapons and shields nullified. Anything that might show up on an atmospheric monitor or deep space auger probe. Standing in the corridor of the Forge Hammer's aft section, Mercato considered their limited options.
"We can't just attack them head on. I'm not even sure it's us they want to fight."
Navarre was lying on his back, unconscious. Jeddah crouched by his side, keeping an eye on his vitals. He looked up at the lieutenant.
"So what do they want, sir?" "He said revenge, but Throne only knows for what. Our lords have accrued enemies over the decades and centuries, but something seems a little off about this one. We need to find out soon, though. We are far from help out here, and no one will be coming to find us. Not yet, not soon enough."
With the vessel on silent running, all longer-range communications were down this far from the bridge. All three had since shed their atmosphere suits, so at least they could move faster. But just under a kilometer trek from the embarkation deck, through corridors and access tunnels, stood between them and the nearest available help. An alarm could be raised a little closer than that, but there was no guarantee how soon it would get picked up. Besides, Mercato doubted the frigate's armsmen would trouble the enemies he had been forced to let aboard. Not a living soul had met them since their recent arrival. Even their landing had been automated. Dull-eyed servitors had met them on the landing strip. Their doctrina wafers slaved them to maintenance tasks only. They had no capacity for defense or even the raising of the alarm. For now, at least, he and Jeddah were alone.
"Why do you think they spared us?" asked Jeddah, watching over Navarre.
The supine armsman was barely breathing. Mercato shook his head, glancing up at the gloomy corridor space they had just left behind, and tried not to imagine the black-armored warriors stalking them down it.
"Honor, I suppose."
Jeddah turned sharply from his vigil to look hard at the lieutenant.
"What honor? They killed Barius and Holder, the engine seer and his watchdog too."
The man was fraught with stress, close to losing his cool. Mercato let the minor insubordination go, but warned,
"Remember who you're addressing, Sergeant."
Even in as bleak a situation as this, chain of command had to be observed. Order and a calm head would be vital to their survival now. Bowing his head, Jeddah showed he knew that too.
"Apologies, sir. I'm simply..."
Words failed.
"We all are, Sergeant. But we fired on them first, remember?"
"After they laid an ambush, sir."
He paused for a beat.
"And they are mutants. The blades in their arms were made of bone. Their bones."
Mercato nodded, pensive. He needed Lord Zarko, but before that, he needed a way to reach the librarian.
"How far to medical?" he asked.
Jeddah didn't answer straight away, prompting Mercato to look at him. He was bent over Navarre, ear pressed close to the wounded armsman's mouth, and then pressing his fingers to his neck to check for a pulse. Jeddah sat up, sighing his contempt at the fates that had brought them to this.
"He's dead."
Jeddah got to his feet, the weariness bleeding out of him, making room for a different emotion. Makoto recognized it in the hardness of the man-at-arm's eyes, because it gave him purpose, too.
"We need weapons," said Jeddah, "and more men, a lot more."
When they had been taken prisoner, the black-armored warriors had disarmed them. They even took the plasma cutters. Everything else was back on the Arvus.
"So do they," said Makoto. His gaze met Jeddah's. "That's where they are headed, to the armory, not to the bridge, not yet. That gives us a little time."
"There's another one, deeper into the ship."
"Deck three?" Jeddah nodded. "That's where we keep the track mounts."
Jeddah smiled.
"Yes, it is, sir."
Makoto smiled too. He took off his cloak and laid it over poor Navarre's body. They had tried to save this man, or at least give him a fighting chance. They had also let him and Jeddah go relatively unharmed. That did not strike Makoto as the action of traitors, but they were on his ship, and he would do everything in his power to defend it. Gripping Hiroshima Makoto's silver braid, he told Jeddah,
"Currently, we are all that stands in their way. Come on."
Zarko swam the fire tides. He had no intention of defying the will of Agatone, but something in the hot depths had called to him. Instinct had ever been the librarian's guiding force, and right now it was telling him to ply the waves deep. And as the fire folded him within its embrace, Zarko's concerns beyond his sanctum faded, as did his awareness of the forge hammer. The void was quiet, he had told himself, and the voices were calling. So he opened up his mind and plunged, ignorant of the corporeal world and everything in it.